A reading from the book of Tobit. On the night of Pentecost, after I had buried the dead, I, Tobit, went into my courtyard to sleep next to the courtyard wall. My face was uncovered because of the heat. I did not know that there were birds perched on the wall above me till their warm droppings settled in my eyes, causing cataracts. I went to see some doctors for a cure, but the more they anointed my eyes with various salves, the worse the cataracts became, until I could see no more. For 4 years I was deprived of eyesight, and all my kinsmen were grieved at my condition. Aligar, however, took care of me for two years until he left for Elmias. At that time my wife Anna worked for hire at weaving cloth, the kind of work women do. When she sent back the goods to their owners, they would pay her. Late in winter, on the 7th of Dyrus, she finished a cloth and sent it back to the owners. They paid her the full salary and also gave her a young goat for the table. On entering my house, the goat began to bleat. I called to my wife and said, "Where did this goat come from? Perhaps it was stolen. Give it back to its owners so that we have no right to eat stolen food." She said to me, "It was given to me as a bonus over and above my wages." Yet I would not believe her and told her to give it back to its owners. I became very angry with her over this, and so she retorted, "So where are your charitable deeds now? Where are your virtuous acts? See, your true character is finally showing itself." The word of the Lord. The heart of the just one is firm, trusting in the Lord. The heart of the just one is firm, trusting in the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. The heart of the just one is firm, trusting in the Lord. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear till he looks down upon his foes. The heart of the just one is firm, trusting in the Lord. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. The heart of the just one is firm, trusting in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Now some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know you are a truthful man, and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "And whose image and inscription is on this?" And they replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly, utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue in the book of Tobit. And here in Tobit, you know, he's blind for 4 years. So you would think he's getting a little irritable. And he proves his irritability to his wife. You know, and she's went and doing all this good stuff because all he's doing is sitting at home being blind. And she's working and working and working. People are nice to her and give her a goat. And he yells and screams and carries on and says, "Get rid of the goat." Wouldn't even trust his wife. And so then she looks at him and says, "Now we see your true who you are." Now, that can be all of us, huh? That when we're squeezed, what's inside of us shows what we are. So if I am an orange and I get squeezed, orange juice comes out, right? Or a lemon, lemon juice comes out, whatever it is. So when we get squeezed, you know, things are happening around us, things aren't going well, and we get squeezed, what comes out? Is it anger? Is it judgment? Is it God? Is it love? Because whatever comes out when we get squeezed shows who we are. Now, that could make us all a little depressed right now, couldn't it? So that's why we got to ask God to take more control of us, so that when we do get squeezed, it's God that comes out, not our anger, not us, not our selfishness, God. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.